bigger picture things as we expect El Nino to finally fully engage in the pattern. And if it does, that cranks up the jet stream, runs right over the top of us. That gives us, generally speaking, a stormier August. And if we're going to be stormier, that tends to mean we don't see the long-duration episodes of heat. I'm talking like 2 to 3 weeks of it. The Climate Prediction Center's bought into that, you know, hook, line, and sinker. They have got us down for a wetter August. They've got us down for near-normal temperatures. Now, remember, near-normal temperatures in August are still hot. It's just a scenario here where we're not expecting the excessive heat to last for very long.